We are glad to present your speaker, Don Blackwell.
On one occasion, I was having a discussion with a man about the Church of the New Testament and the plan of salvation and the sin of religious division, and he responded to my comments by saying something like this. He said, if salvation is based on how correctly we interpret all of the Bible, then we're all in danger of losing our salvation. He said, instead of trying to understand every point of the Bible, I just trust wholly on the grace of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some serious problems with the man's statement. The first one is that it implies that we cannot properly understand the Bible. And secondly, it implies that it doesn't really matter anyway. But you know, as unfortunate as it is, this is actually very common thinking. It says that it doesn't make any difference whether we understand God's Word. And because of that, many people frequently make statements like, well, that's your interpretation. Or they will say, we can't understand the Bible alike. And many people sincerely believe that. So today I want to discuss the question, can we understand the Bible alike? And let me first say that that's really not the best question, because if one person understands the Bible and someone else understands it differently, then actually the second person misunderstands the Bible. Because two people cannot understand the Bible differently and both of them truly understand the Bible. The first point in the lesson today is that men can and must see the Bible alike. In John chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, there are several very important points I want us to notice from this verse. And the first one is that Jesus said that we can know the truth. Jesus said that we can understand the Bible alike. Despite what other people may tell you, Jesus said we can know the truth. And when someone suggests to you that we cannot understand the Bible alike, it would be good to remind him of these words of Jesus, that Jesus said, indeed, we can. But not only does the Bible teach that we can know the truth, but it also teaches that we must know the truth if we're going to be free. Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If I do not properly understand the truth, I can have no spiritual freedom. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Friends, I want you to imagine the implications of this statement. If God is going to judge us by his word, and he's going to hold us accountable to his word, and this verse says he will, and yet we cannot understand it. Friends, I cannot imagine a God who would give us a book by which we're going to be judged and then not give us the ability to understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a God of love. That is not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible has given us the ability to understand his word. And when you talk to someone who says, that's your interpretation, or we can't understand the Bible alike, I suggest that you ask him about this passage. And ask him, how is a God of love going to judge us according to a book that we cannot understand? And if one interpretation is just as good as another, then what's the point of judging us by a book anyway? Not only can we understand the Bible alike, but we are commanded to understand the Bible alike. Now, friends, that's the second point in our lesson today. The Bible commands us to see the Bible alike. I want you to consider with me a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. A person cannot hold to the view that one belief is just as good as another and properly explain this verse. Listen to the verse. The Apostle Paul writes, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment." Now, friends, consider that very carefully. He says that you speak the same thing, that there be no divisions, that you have the same mind and the same judgment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord commands us in this passage to see the Bible alike. And those people who teach that one church is just as good as another and one interpretation is just as good as another, I wonder what they understand this verse to mean. You know, to the man that I mentioned earlier who told me that we don't have to understand the truth, I asked him about this passage. Do you want to know how he responded? He did not. He simply said, I trust wholly in the grace of God. But friends, God's grace is not for those who do not obey Him. We can understand the Bible alike. We must understand it alike. God commands us to understand the Bible alike. In fact, He says it is going to be very bad for those who do not. In Galatians chapter 1 and verse 9, the Lord tells us, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. When a person goes out and understands the gospel differently, and then he goes and speaks that to other people and preaches that different gospel, the grace of God will not help him. The Lord said, you will be cursed to hell if you preach a different understanding from that of the truth. And that's why James chapter 3 and verse 1 tells us, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. You see, the point is that teachers will be held accountable for what they understand and what they teach to others. Not only can men see the Bible alike, and not only must they see the Bible alike, and not only is it commanded that we see the Bible alike, but it has been done before. That's our third point. It has been done before. You know, Noah understood the instructions that God gave him to build the ark, and apparently his sons understood them also. Moses was given a pattern to build the tabernacle, and he understood it, and so did those who did the work. Every Christian in the first century understood the Bible alike. At least the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4 and verse 32, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one mind. In Acts chapter 2, there were 3,000 people who understood the gospel alike and obeyed it on that day. Friends, why is it that in the first century people could understand the Bible alike, but today people think that we cannot? Now, I want to suggest a few reasons very briefly. One reason today that people do not understand the Bible alike is because they simply do not want to. You see, for some people, accepting the truth would require them to make some major changes in their life. It would put them in a very uncomfortable situation. They might have to give up old prejudices and thinking. They might have to change the way they've been living, and they might have to make some sacrifices. And so it's easier, rather than submit to the truth, it's easier to ignore it and say, I see it differently. And for some people, acknowledging the truth means acknowledging that they are lost, and they simply do not want to do that. I want to suggest to you a second reason that people don't understand the Bible alike relates to their attitude. There are different attitudes that people have toward the Bible. Think about the attitude of an unbeliever. An unbeliever views the Bible as a book that is to be scorned, that is to be ridiculed. And so certainly a person with that attitude is going to view the Bible very differently. Some people view the Bible differently. They don't understand the Bible the same way that someone else may, perhaps because of the way they were brought up. Maybe they're following their parents. Many has been the person who has said, I am a Catholic because my mother was a Catholic. And men and women every day believe a certain way or act a certain way or approach the Bible a certain way simply because their parents did. But Jesus said, he that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves a son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:37. Friends, the creeds of men also prevent men from understanding the Bible alike. Many people have been taught creeds since the time they were little children, and now it's very hard for them to convince themselves otherwise. And they don't know what is creed and what is Bible. And many times they think there's no difference. But friends, creeds are all different. And so when men follow them, they are not going to see the Bible alike. In the Standard Manual for Baptist Churches, it teaches in Edward T. Hiscock's manual, pages 80 and 81, that baptism is immersion. But in The Discipline of the Methodist Church, 1948, page 470, it teaches that parents should have the option to baptize their children by sprinkling, pouring, or immersion. And so you see, we've got contradicting creeds, and as long as men are holding to these creeds, they are going to be different understandings of the Bible, and there's going to be religious division. And you know, a lot of people put their faith also not only in creeds, but in their preacher. And so if their preacher says that something is a certain way, they accept it as the gospel truth. And they will say the preacher has been called by God, and so they believe anything the preacher tells them. But friends, first, the Bible teaches that God does not call men today in a special way except by the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2:14, and all men are called by the gospel. Secondly, God has warned us to check the message of every preacher and teacher to be sure that it is accurate to his word. But you know, many understand the Bible in light of what the preacher said instead of understanding what the preacher said in light of the Bible. Another reason that we don't see the Bible alike today is because of prejudice. Some people interpret the Bible a certain way because of what they like or what they dislike. And perhaps someone says, I like instrumental music, and so I'm going to interpret anything I read in such a way as to justify my preference. Sometimes people don't understand the Bible properly because they're not rightly dividing the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. You see, when a person rightly divides the Word, he understands what is Old Testament and what is New Testament. He understands what was said to a specific people and what applies to us today. He doesn't take things out of their proper context. But a lot of religious division, a lot of religious individuals do not understand the Bible because they do not practice this principle. A lot of people today teach tithing because they don't understand that the law of Moses doesn't apply to us. People who seek to justify instrumental music almost always go to the Old Testament because they cannot find authority for it in the New Testament. And what they do is turn to a law that has been, according to Colossians 2:14, nailed to the cross. And so we ask the question, how can we see the Bible alike? Number one, we need to read it. Ephesians 3:4 says, whereby when you read, you may understand. Secondly, we need to accept the Bible as the complete and total standard. Thirdly, we need to have a heart that is willing to accept what it teaches. And fourthly, we need to let the Bible interpret itself. Can we understand the Bible alike? Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord said we can, and we must.